Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 1. Matthew 27, verse 1. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate, the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." I think this passage reveals to us that Judas didn't expect things to play out quite the way that they are here. When he sees that Jesus was going to be condemned, that's when the remorse came. Again, I'm not sure exactly what Judas expected. Maybe he expected that Jesus would escape capture like he had done on so many other occasions. Maybe he expected that Jesus would never be able to be found guilty because he didn't believe he was guilty. Maybe he thought that, something else might happen. But I do think that this indicates to us that this is not where Judas thought it was going to end. And so at this point, he realizes what he's done. He says, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." So he recognizes the innocence of Jesus, and he recognizes his sin in the matter. And he recognizes how great a sin it would be to betray the Son of God. And so Judas goes back to him and says, I can't keep this money. And they have a very callous attitude toward it. In my mind, the way that they're saying this is sort of like saying, "So what? What does it matter to us? Why do we care? It's on your head." They don't see any culpability of their own in this matter. They can't see that they are condemning the Son of God just as much as Judas is betraying the Son of God. And unfortunately, they don't reach this point of remorse that Judas did. And Judas is a tragic case because out of that remorse, I firmly believe he could have repented. He could have been saved, but he didn't. Instead, he chose to just take his own life. Now, sometimes we can be so overcome with emotion in a situation that we don't think things through. So either that's the case with Judas, or it never really sank into him the idea of God's grace all that time that he spent with Jesus. Maybe he was too distracted by handling the money. Maybe he was too distracted by his greed. But that greed no longer has a hold of him here because he throws those pieces of silver back at them. And it's interesting that they state that they can't put it into the treasury because it's blood money. I wonder where it came from. Did it come out of the treasury? Were they willing to use the money that was in the treasury of the temple to pay off somebody to betray Jesus, but they're not willing for that money to go back into the treasury? I don't know where the money came from. Maybe they put it together themselves. Maybe it did come out of the treasury, but I think there's an apparent disconnect there with the way that they viewed this money. Now, if we take all of this in chronological order, in other words, this event with Judas happened right after the trial of Jesus, but before he goes to Pilate, then I think Judas has figured out where they're going with this. He's figured out that they're not going to be happy with just saying, "Well, we condemn you and we condemn your teachings. Don't do it anymore." They're going to want to kill him. I think Judas has figured all of that out. And because of this, he sees no hope for himself, and that's why he goes out to hang himself. And it's a moment of regret that I think maybe we can identify with. We're not in the same case as Judas. We're never going to be in that same position. But sometimes we simply do things we regret. And we look back at it and think, why did I ever do that? Why did that even occur to me? Why would I have been pushed that far? And that's where Judas is. I think he's wondering, why would I have ever done this? And so as he throws that money back, he doesn't see any hope for himself because of that regret. He's overcome with that moment of remorse. True repentance could have been there for Judas, but instead he saw no hope, and that's why he took his own life. So I think there is just a little bit of a lesson for us in this. Number one is, don't ever be so overcome with remorse and regret that you do not repent. Don't ever reach that point in which you think there is no hope. There was hope for Judas, and there's hope for all of us by the grace of God. The second thing is, acknowledge your sins. Acknowledge that you at least could have done something wrong. Sometimes somebody says you've done something wrong, and we get prideful, and we just kind of buck up and say, no, I didn't do anything wrong. Let's just at least consider that we could have done something wrong. That Judas was going back to the chief priests, tossing that money there, they didn't see that they had done anything wrong whatsoever, even with the way that Judas described it as innocent blood. We have to be willing to see ourselves honestly in order to be able to repent of things. And so let's pray today that we have the courage to acknowledge our sins and to repent of our sins, that we set aside the prideful nature and embrace humility and the idea that I need the grace of God. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.